Well, hey friends, Mark DiMatteo coming at you all on this 13th day of December 2012 with a special update going out to our Great Questions group, and I'm excited to be chatting with you all. Trust everybody is well. And folks, actually, we are almost 21 months into the life of this unique and growing outreach. And I actually have an exciting announcement that I want to share with you. But before we do, I thought I would take just a few brief moments and review where we've come from, where we are at presently, and actually a few thoughts on where we're going. And before I actually share with you a really cool development. But folks, you know, even though there's no doubt that the foundation of this has been developing over most of my life, I actually officially decided to begin some kind of an outreach and teaching endeavor back on the 21st of March in 2011. In fact, I can still specifically remember where I was, what I was doing, and the details of what was going on. In fact, I've actually written them down in one of my journals so that I can remember them for posterity's sake. But even though, folks, I knew that I had some knowledge to share, quite frankly, I had no idea how I was going to do this. And so I dedicated an initial period of about 5 weeks and went through some fairly intense reflection, brainstorming, and planning to put the initial basic steps together to begin the process. And then, as many of you all know, back in May of 2011, I actually began reaching out to folks, mainly just kind of low-key, face-to-face, one-on-one, asking them if they ever thought about the four great questions of life, and if they did, then telling them a little bit about my story and what I was planning on doing, and offering them an opportunity to be a part of this group, which has resulted in all of y'all, and, which has been great. But as many of you know, but not all of you may, I wanted to make sure there was enough interest before I took the time and energy to actually start recording the messages, because I knew it would be a lot of work. But on the other hand, I was very excited to see how much interest there was. And even though it required a fair amount of work to compile, you know, reach out to everybody, build a database, follow up, all those good things, it was still a labor of love. All of this has been. And of course, I was really excited to find y'all and to find out how many people there are out there that I continue to find. And others, you know, some of you folks are finding too, that are interested in the same topics that we are. And so in 2011, by the time December rolled around, I had about 300 folks of you that were on the list and had enough interest that I said, hey, it's going to be worth the time and effort to start doing the messages. And folks, even though I had sent out some kickoff messages prior to 2012, the actual official messages that I began to, you know, working on, putting the information together, and then writing them and recording them and, you know, producing them, broadcasting them, began in January. And again, as I said, it's been a great labor of love. And I've, you know, then I think y'all remember probably around the March timeframe was when I actually set up the blog that we have now. First time I've ever done that. Began uploading the general messages. And then some posts now also around May. Actually got some business cards, which I was really excited about. I passed out probably around 500 over 500 actually now, mainly to people that I run into that I don't have time to chat with in depth, or some of you that were already a part of the group I passed a card to. But, you know, it's interesting. I reflect back. I can remember specifically back around January of 2010, before I even really caught the vision that this is, I was going to do something like this, that I remember running into a gentleman. Actually, it was in the Verizon store here in Fairfax. And he had traveled the world with his wife, worked for the State Department, but I had a lot of questions about what this life was all about, even though we'd lived a good life and, you know, like I said, just had a lot of exciting memories. But I often thought, boy, wouldn't it be cool to have some way just to kind of say, hey, you know, here's a platform, here's some information, and here's a card that'll link you to it, and to be able to go and at your own pace, your own leisure, go and check it out, and have a way to present the information. And really what's interesting is today we have that, which is really pretty cool. And you know, as of this, as of now, actually, we have, this is actually my 20th Great Questions audio to date, you know, beyond the few introductory ones that I've already mentioned. And furthermore, there are now, we're getting close to actually 600 folks that are presently receiving the audio messages directly from me, either via my personal email list or that have signed up on the blog. But as we all know, folks, the reality is there's no telling how many people have actually been touched by these messages and what we're doing here. Because of the messages that many of you all have shared and the people actually now, there's more and more that are just hopping up on the blog and listening to the messages. I can tell that by the hits, and I think that's a product of the cards being passed out too, and just a lot of different factors. But it's really cool to see what's been going on, and we actually have something that's global in scope now, because there are people from other parts of the world that are listening in. One of the other things I really love about it is it's not just a contact, it's a connection. It's a continuous, a continuous way to stay in touch with folks and continue to encourage them through what we're doing here, which is really pretty cool. So it's turning into a tool that any of us could use to help other people be encouraged, and folks, it's only going to get better. And what really amazes me when I think about how we've accomplished it, it has been through folks, really only a very small one-man operation, yours truly, though I know I've had... And I thank you for a lot of the encouragement from many of y'all, and many of y'all I know have been with me in spirit doing all of this. But it is interesting, no staff, no building, just in a very, very small, self-funded operational budget. It's been really pretty amazing to see the impact. And I'll tell you this, reflecting on it, I know that my... the skills that I've learned through being a small business owner over the years, things like enthusiasm and diligence and efficiency and economy, to name a few, have been a significant help to me in this endeavor too. There's no question about that. And what's really interesting, folks, where we're going, just to quickly reiterate and clarify what my vision is here. As most of you have gathered, this has been a marvelous and extremely illuminating journey that I've been on for the past 30 years or so, in which I continue to travel. And what I've learned even up to this point has been astounding and indeed life-altering in the best sort of way. And some of the realities I've uncovered have provided me with a transcendent peace and hope in my life. And therefore, I now have a rather passionate desire to share these realities with others. And of course, hence the birth and growth of what we're doing here, this unique endeavor. And as such, while I certainly plan to continue the Great Questions audios, if I'm able, I'd like to gradually expand them to include, perhaps some videos, some full-length audio resources, the possibility of hosting what I call initially maybe some mini conferences. I've had many folks asking, hey, can we get together at some point in time? And so I may entertain the idea of doing that. And also, one of the main things I want to do is publish. I've been working on a number of written materials beyond the actual messages that I've been publishing. And the audio messages, and I want to actually publish them written, some written materials as well. And with that in mind, there's a lot of things I want to do. Let me just share one quick thing with you, which is pretty cool, I think. I have had a lot of people ask me when I've talked to them about this. They'll say, so tell me, Mark, what did you find out as far as the conclusion of the journey? And normally, I'm not in a position to anywhere begin to do it justice. And so I thought it might be kind of cool, it would be stimulating and perhaps even tantalizing to write a brief overview of the, quote, end of the story, as I now understand it, to give folks a glimpse of what I have discovered up to this point. In other words, sort of help folks to be able to, quote, begin with the end in mind, okay? In fact, I believe if more people had a better idea of what was truly potentially available to them, they might become more strongly motivated to learn how to put the rest of the picture together, or in other words, how to obtain what might potentially be available to them, which is the whole purpose of what we're doing here with these Great Questions messages. So in other words, it could lead them back to the information we're sharing here, which would be way cool. So let me just say this. That is one thing. I've got many other things, but one thing's for certain. It, like I said, it's only going to become larger and better what we're doing here. And so having said that, I have a fun announcement and a unique opportunity that I want to share with you. And folks, let me say this, almost right from the start, there have been some of you, telling me, suggesting to me that I should create a nonprofit for this outreach. And many of you have also graciously offered to support what we're doing here, which I've always been touched by, to be frank with you. And those of you who have done so have talked to me. I've always graciously thanked you for the offer to help, and reassured you that the pieces, that piece of the puzzle, if you will, would come together when the time was right. But in the meantime, I just wanted to focus on serving people and growing this outreach, serving people by growing this outreach. And that's pretty much what I've done. Well, as I kind of knew in the back of my mind, things would probably happen. Late last summer, in an amazing little series of related events, when I really wasn't even, endeavoring to do this, the pieces began to come together to open up the possibility of putting a nonprofit together. And they centered around the fact that out of the blue, I reconnected with a longtime attorney friend of mine. And then after us, talking and whatnot, I basically employed him to begin working on setting up a nonprofit. And folks, here it is, 3 months later, we now actually have a 501c3 charitable organization in place for the Great Questions Group. So how cool is that? Okay. It is actually called Mark of Matthew, Inc., as it is actually, folks, the foundation of what I believe will become ultimately a full-blown global teaching charity, which will, and even though we've already sort of got that, but one which will extend far beyond the current scope of the Great Questions Group, something that will develop out of it. So a lot of cool things down the road rolling around in my mind as far as vision that I have, where we want to go and what I want to do, and bring you all along with us. And as perhaps many of you have probably already seen, I have written the name and address of Mark of Matthew, Inc. on the email, okay? And the address is just my home address right now because, as I said, everything is very compact at this point, which is great, okay? Very efficient. So I am pleased to now be able to offer each of you that have desired to be able to do so, and those of you that perhaps will desire to be able to do so, a significant investment opportunity to help further the work of this unique outreach. And folks, I call it an investment opportunity for good reason. Because you see, there have also been some important things that I have personally learned in regards to finances in the process of traveling this 30-year journey. Okay, one of them is what you might call the, quote, pay it forward principle, or perhaps what you might call the law of planting and harvesting. And once I understood it, to the best of my ability, I have always tried to practice it. Okay? And here's why. Simply put, whenever I have tried to take a little of my hard-earned money or time and give it to a worthy cause, somehow I always seem to get blessed in return. And normally in ways I never expected, and in amounts that usually seem greater than what I gave. Many times the returns are indeed some kind of financial benefit, but also there are usually other kinds of less tangible rewards that are often actually of even greater value. One other fairly important thing I've learned is the concept of ROI. Or return on investment, especially as a businessman. Everything else being equal, I like to see the resources I'm investing or have invested being used in an effective and efficient manner, and consequently, I have always preferred supporting endeavors that seem to get a lot done with the monies that they have at their disposal, okay? Which is one of the things I've tried to do here, okay? And in regard, having said that, and in regard to the confidence that you can have in the proper stewardship or utilization of any investment you make here, let me simply add this. Prior to this announcement, only a very few folks were even aware that a charity was being set up, and yet two of my close friends have already each written out generous checks in support of this endeavor, and I don't mind telling you that one of them in particular was especially significant. Both of these couples have known me personally for a long time. They know where my heart and my head are at with this endeavor. They share my vision. And among many other fine things, their financial support also represents trust. So, folks, in closing, let me just say that I can't tell you how excited, how amped I am to see all the amazing things that continue to unfold before us in the development of this outreach. And this new nonprofit is just the latest. And now, through it, we have the means to be empowered for impact on an entirely new level, which is pretty awesome. So thanks to each of you for being a special part of my life and for traveling this amazing journey with me. And I'm sending each of you my very best over this very special holiday season and wish you peace and prosperity until we chat next time. So folks, it's always a pleasure, and I will be in touch. Take care. Bye-bye.